Do you think we could put them on this this wall, like contiguous with the other ones?
Sure. We figure even if your boss doesn't like them there and rips them down, you're probably going to rip them down after Halloween anyway, so.
We'll at least give them a shot. Good. Nice little PR piece here.
Oh, yeah. Do you want to do that?
That would give me a little more trouble.
Yeah, that's subtle right there. But visible.
We're a charitable group. Fighting literature for free for the masses. Helping the kids learn to read.
That's right. Yeah, you could have really done a better job of it.
Well, I don't think I could have fit our big URL on there with the 44, but that's a fine marker.
Quite a marker.
Be careful with that.
So, how many people you think are going to pass by that, say, oh, that's interesting, I'll make a note of that URL?
Are there other conventions?
Go home and load it up.
Give me another one and I'll tape it to the,
okay.
Over by the micros.
Here, why don't we give you one of these? That's pretty damn intriguing, isn't
minimalism.
It?
Minimalism.
Yes. Nice use of the word minimalism.
You even left off the http://.
Bauhausian.
That is
sort of.
Oh, yeah, that's kind of, I think that you're able to do that now.
Yeah.
Depending on your browser, I think.
Yeah. It's like, yeah. It's like the Institute of Knowledge.
Right, exactly.
The http://. I like hearing URLs on the radio.
I hate it. It's interesting you should say that, because when we were doing our radio show last and you were giving the URLs, I started to make my skin crawl, and that's why I decided to just go with it and say, you know, Scott, we should maybe mention that you should put in http://, which stands for Hypertext Transfer Protocol.
You didn't like me thrusting all those URLs onto the radio?
In general, I think it's a good idea, but on WEF during that time of, during the shows that normally happen then, there's too much of that, and he doesn't say, like, okay, get out a piece of paper and a pencil, I'm going to throw a URL at you. He just rattles them off, and I can't imagine anybody having
everyone
the...
Everyone who has to check out for breakfast in the morning will see this.
Fabulous.
Good.
Yes, I've done my duty.
Thank you
really
for helping
good.
Us ruthlessly promote our free writing.
Thanks, Chris.
Hey.
What's your last name?
Montesinos.
Chris Montesinos is our friend in Atlanta.
We'll see you tomorrow.
And a native.
And a native Atlantan.
Yes, you'll see me here in a tow.
Tomorrow we're going to start our reading off with the scene we wrote where Ted Turner rolls us huge joints on his yacht.
Rolls us huge joints.
We made that up. That didn't really happen.